Hello.
Hello.
Hi, I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. We're not affiliated to any news or media organization or political campaign. This morning, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we'd like to get your opinions. We are not trying to sell you anything, and I assure you, all of your answers are confidential. Are you or is any member of your household a reporter, an appointed or elected official, or active in any political campaign?
No.
And thank you for taking my call. With the following, I would like to ask you. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the general elections for President, U.S. Senate, Michigan State Legislature, and local issues on Tuesday, November the 5th? I'm definitely going to vote. I am very likely to vote. I am somewhat likely to vote. Hello, miss? Okay.
I'm not sure.
Okay.
Is this a robot?
Thank you for the compliment. No, I'm a real person. The choices
I have
here.
I don't know. I've always voted, but this year I'm very disappointed with my possibilities of who I can vote for. So I may not, this might be my first year in, ever since I've been 18, to not vote.
I'm sorry to hear that. But let me ask you, from the choices that I have here, what do you want me to mark down for you? I am definitely going to vote. I am very likely to vote. I am somewhat likely to vote. Or
I guess somewhat,
what you mentioned earlier.
I don't know that I'm going to.
Okay.
Somewhat, I guess.
Somewhat? Okay. Thank you very much. And what is your age? Are you between 18, 35, 36, 45, 46, 55, 56?
I'm 60.
Generally speaking, would you say that things in Grand Travis County are going in the right direction, or they have gone off on the wrong track?
I guess they're in the right direction.
When voters go to polls to vote for candidates for office, there are sometimes proposals that are also on the ballot for voters to decide. You will now be asked about a proposal that might appear on your ballot this November. Please indicate how you would vote on it. The proposal is called Proposal for Non-Motorized Trail Maintenance, and the ballot reads, shall the County of Grand Travis impose a new property tax of 0.65 cents per 1,000 of taxable value for a period of 10 years to provide funding for the acquisition, planning, maintaining, construction, and enhancement of non-motorized trails within the county. This mileage will raise an estimate $4.3 million in the first year. If the elections were held today, would you vote yes on this ballot or no?
Yes.
And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting yes in favor?
Probably voting yes in favor.
Since the ballot language can sometimes be difficult to understand, you will now be asked again about this proposal in a similar way. This proposal would dedicate public funds to maintaining existing trails and plan and construction new trails